Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Hey, Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Before we start today, Larson, I wanted to give, we have an ad to read. Today's episode of Going In Raw News Brief is brought to you by Friendo Club Masks. We don't care what mask you wear, as long as you wear one. But if you want to, we have them available at friendomerch.com. That's FRIENDOMERCH.com. Friendomerch.com. They're $12. That's a great deal for a mask.
Quality deal.
All right, man. What's in the news?
So what's in the news? We're trying to figure out what the deal is with this potential spoiler for the main event of Great American Bash Night 2 happening next Wednesday. So please, here's the thing. I'm going to put this out here first. We're not going to get into the spoilers whatsoever, the nature of them, any of that. And please, 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 if you're leaving a comment and you're thinking about talking about what the spoiler may be, please don't.
Just be cool, man.
Be cool. Consider other people when discussing this stuff. A lot of people out there don't want the end spoiled for them. We're not getting to all that.
I'm going to be actively monitoring the comments today. Don't make it a game for me. Don't make it a challenge, okay? Just be cool and don't leave the spoilers, please.
Yes. Yes. So, the main event for next week, Adam Cole versus Keith Lee. There's a potential spoiler out there. Again, we're not going to get into it. But NXT trainee EJ Nduka threw a bit of doubt as to whether the spoiler that was leaked was actually a spoiler at all. So yesterday, EJ tweeted out, quote, "We don't run a sloppy shop."
Hey, that alone gives credence to Meltzer reporting that WWE officials were pissed off that Taz said they run a sloppy shop. That is so funny that somebody was upset about that. So go ahead.
So he continues, two endings, two stories, find out next week. And then a couple minutes later, he tweeted this, quote, LMAO, how are you going to tell me what I know? There's a reason why we do as well as we do. Don't believe everything you see.
Now, the word is, so do we remember which member of Indushare did the spoil? It was on his IG story.
No, I don't recall.
Apparently, officials are pretty pissed off about
that. Understandably,
too. Not surprisingly.
Understandably.
Yeah, hopefully that guy gets to keep his job. But oh boy, man, that's a big,
it's potentially a huge mistake. Yes,
Indus oversharing. Anyways,
you just want to make that joke. So, anyways,
I love that joke.
We had heard throughout the taping of WrestleMania the possibility of them doing multiple endings to matches potentially to avoid leaks. Mm-hmm. So whether they actually did shoot two endings to the match, who knows? Who knows if they're going to, in light of this, maybe kind of go back, maybe try to shoot something else.
Ugh.
I don't know. But it's ultimately going to be a huge bummer. I can't go down that road. Sorry. It's a bummer this potential spoiler got out. So regardless of the outcome of the match, because it could mean they have to do more work down the line.
I love when you start digging yourself. I do the same thing. You start digging yourself into a hole of talking.
Yeah.
And you keep digging and digging and digging. It is a bummer that the spoiler got out.
It's a bummer if they have to go back and shoot anything else.
I doubt either of those things are going to happen. Look, man, a lot of people are talking about this right now. I doubt they did two different endings. They're probably not going to reshoot anything. And so, yeah, I think that this is going to be... I don't know that this is the case necessarily, but it might actually be the kind of thing where it's going to get people to tune in even more than they might have in the
entirely
first place.
Entirely possible. You think back to, 2012 when Brock showed back up. Rather than have the surprise play out on the show, they tweeted he was there because people might go on Twitter like, oh man, Brock's on Raw tonight. That gets me excited to watch Raw.
Yeah. Yeah. You can even go back as far as the Attitude Era when Tony Schiavone mentioned Mankind winning the titles. That caused 500,000 people to hop over to the other channel. So, I don't think for a second they wanted this to happen. But I also don't, I think that this right here is maybe they got a trainee to post this to give some doubt because they don't want people to, they want the uncertainty to be there. Mm. But yeah, certainly a shame, that this got out. Hopefully the guy gets to keep his job because we all make mistakes.
Yes.
So anyways,
speaking of mistake, WB apparently might be ready to turn the road. Steve, go ahead, take it away on this one.
Yeah, so this guy is my favorite new wrestling character, Larson. WWE Executive Vice President, Global Head of Sales and Partnerships, John Brody.
We've heard from him before.
Oh yeah, we've heard his corporate speak before. He's sort of like a corporate bot, I think, that they concocted, they invented.
It seems like all the
Boston Dynamics.
The corporate speak and jargon he manages to throw in basically every quote he delivers.
He's a walking LinkedIn note. Anyways, he appeared on the Sports Pro podcast, and it sounds like WWE apparently is about ready to return to the road. This transcript comes to you from Pro Wrestling Sheet. He says, yeah, look, first of all, if people will open arenas safely, we're ready. Our chairman and CEO, Vince McMahon, has said we're ready to go and entertain and put smiles on people's faces. So we look forward to the next step in the transition. That ain't going to happen. I mean, look, to be honest, he clarifies here. If people will open arenas safely, and that's the thing. Nobody's going to do that right now because
even
Vanilla Ice he postponed his show that was supposed to go down like today or tomorrow
on the 4th, I believe, in Austin. Yeah.
He claims that he didn't understand just how skyrocketing the numbers were. Glad that he educated himself before they went ahead with this. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't all be expected maybe to be keeping minute to minute updates on this stuff, but he educated himself,
and then after doing so made the wise choice.
He collaborated, he listened, and then he stopped.
Someone made that joke on Twitter already, Steve.
Well, that's not surprising, but I can't say it too.
You can.
I didn't rip it off.
That's fine. I didn't accuse you of doing so. I just let you know that I heard that already. So, of course, this comes...
You're a piece of crap. You know that?
I'm not accusing you of plagiarism.
I think you just did.
No, I'm not. I just want you to think you're too clever. Anyway, this comes...
Thank you.
Got to keep you humble, man. So this comes amid an explosion, of course, this quote. And yes, he did qualify it. I don't know. So let's get to the comment he made a couple weeks ago. We reviewed it on the show, of course. And I don't know, man. I don't know if this guy has... I don't know. So the way he talks sometimes, I feel like the priority is a little out of whack.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where he says the health and safety of our superstars is first and foremost paramount. But then he talks about how the fans are first. He literally says later on, we're going to put fans first. Do everything we can, working with state, local, federal officials to make sure it's safe, our most important resource, the WWE superstars. But I thought it was the fans. So, yeah, I mean, dude, look, this guy, John Brody, he's obviously doing his damnedest to justify his paycheck.
Yes.
He's doing what Vince wants him to do. We can't give him too much static.
And trying to do what he can, apparently, to put Vince over in these statements.
Our leader.
The previous one, our leader.
Our great leader.
I don't know. I know the first thing he says here in the original statement a couple weeks back was the health and safety of a superstar is the first and foremost paramount. And then subsequently after that, talking extensively about how fans are the most important thing. And the most latest statement, if people will open arenas safely, a lot of it seemed like, I don't know, the onus is on other people to make sure people are safe. And I know this dude has said the health and safety of superstars is first and foremost paramount. this subsequent statement, maybe it just didn't come up. It'd been nice to say, hey, if people can open arenas safely, and if we can keep our superstars safe in the midst of traveling.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Important element that's kind of missing from this.
Part of the thing, dude, honestly, is when they say the health and safety of our superstars is first and foremost, is paramount or whatever, that he's saying that relative to what Vince McMahon thinks about the about COVID in the first place. And if you think, if your thoughts, if your beliefs on COVID are contrary to those that what science tells us, then you're not actually doing what's best for your superstars. And that has played out in the fact that they have had, you know, people testing positive seemingly left and right. So, I mean, they say that, but it's a bunch of lip service because they're not paying attention to the science. They haven't been testing for weeks. And yeah, there you go. So, yeah. Anyways, PW Insider. I have no segue for this one.
All right,
all my clever went out in the Indus oversharing joke, and then the Vanilla Ice thing,
which is both really good.
And now my confidence is wrecked because of your comments.
I wasn't trying to wreck your confidence, man. I wasn't, honestly.
No transition.
You know
you
me.
No transition.
I throw cold water on things. That's just my nature.
I'm sorry.
Feel
guilty.
I should have kept my mouth shut. I apologize.
We're supposed to be giving crap to each other. That was hilarious. Anyways, man, you know what is hilarious? WWE is buying another independent wrestling company. Although, this is like not shocking at all. PW Insider has confirmed the long-rumored purchase of Evolve by WWE, noting, quote, the deal was closed after several months of negotiations. While there were rumors making the rounds that Evolve had been sold to WWE, nothing had been finalized until just recently. They will have the complete rights to use the Evolve brand name and produce Evolve events going forward, whether as live events or WWE network programming. There is no word on whether we'll ever see an Evolve event again, but certainly there will be Evolve/WWN content added to the WWE network in some form down the line. There's no word on if they're ever going to pay those graphic designers that were hired by Evolve to do that work and they didn't get paid. Because there was a couple of those on Twitter that I saw.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But yeah, that's cool. I mean, look, I'd be down to see like the Evolve library in the WWE network. I'd watch some of that stuff, man. That'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be really cool. I mean,
see what big deal about Brendan Vink is.
So many superstars, you know, have spent time at Evolve throughout the year. So it'd be pretty cool having some of their formative years there on the network to check out their early work.
Yeah. Cool. We have a SmackDown preview because SmackDown tonight, we'll be doing our review of that live at twitch.tv/Steven Larson right after the show or soon thereafter.
Yeah.
First up, this was actually taped yesterday, if the newsletter is the Wrestling Observer newsletter is to be believed. So this actually happened. So it should actually air. AJ Styles and Drew Gulak set for Intercontinental Championship clash.
Yep. Sheamus. Yes, it should be really good. Sheamus ready to raise a glass to Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, I wonder if that's actually going to happen. Sheamus wasn't there last week.
But they advertised it, though, last week.
They advertised it's going to be happening this week. Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Right on. That should be fun.
Yeah.
I guess. and then Matt Riddle, maybe it'll be shit. Matt Riddle steps into the ring for an exclusive interview with Michael Cole, baby. So that's cool.
That's cool. That's fantastic. Hopefully it's a good episode.
Yeah, hope so. Anyways, thanks for tuning in. We appreciate it. Buy your Friendo Club mask at friendomerch.com.
Yes.
I hope you don't feel bad now about making me feel bad.
No, I do.
I was saying it in jest. Saying it in jest.
It's real easy to make me feel bad, you know?
Oh, no. Now it's back on me. I got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Goodbye.